This is a project that we started a few years ago between John Wanura and myself, and when Wesley Porter was at Oklahoma State working on his PhD. I kind of figured he needed a few other projects to work on besides the ones for his graduate program. So this is kind of one we kind of had worked with John a little bit on, and then Matthew Pelletier down at Lubbock also helped a lot with the instrumentation on what we were trying to accomplish with the cotton strippers. And the whole project kind of grew out of ASABD at 497.7, the standard that says that the rotary power requirement for a cotton stripper is simply a function of how wide the thing is. And it's relatively low. It indicated actually the value is only 0.8 horsepower per feet. So you'd say that a four-row stripper requires about 11 horsepower. And so we kind of assumed that that was incorrect. And also, if you look at most other rotary power requirements in the ASAB standard, the power requirement is a function of flow rate. So in other words, if you look at a grain combine or a hay baler or something like that, the more material that you run through it, the more power it requires. And so so we kind of looked at the cotton stripper in that same framework. But again, where it was, we felt the value was low. And actually, we felt like that there should be a component related to flow rate for a stripper. And at a minimum, at least a intercept value that would say there's a certain amount of power required to run the thing, whether there's anything going through it or not. So our objective was is to measure the power requirements as best we could on a cotton stripper down at Lubbock. We're running a four-row unit primarily, and an eight-row unit again this year is what we were working with. So John had his stripper instrumented, and so basically we ran the thing stationary. We turned the field cleaner on, turned it off, turned the header on, turned it off. All of those different components were operating. We were running it while it was moving, while not harvesting. So in other words, trying to measure that drive power requirement, and also while harvesting at different speeds. So we were collecting fuel consumption data, had flow meters on the fuel line as well as the return line back to the tank. We had ground speed, engine speed, hydraulic drive, and header power, so flow meters and differential pressure transducers on those two drive systems, and other machine parameters as well as crop flow from yield monitor. One of the challenging things is that the data does not include the actual power, you know, at the flywheel from the engine. So we're not getting that. And so the belt power that's going to the field cleaner and the fan, you know, we weren't able to measure that simply because, again, we were just kind of bootlegging this project on top of some others that we were working with, and the limited resources available to do that. So we harvested cotton in 2013 with a four-row unit, and then they changed strippers somewhere along the line. In 2014, it's that 2015 stripper. They moved all the data acquisition over to that, but also had a four row and an eight row header for that particular stripper, and those were harvested or running in the field as well. Basically, our test matrix that we ran with, we had 11 different states that we were looking at with that stripper, harvesting with the field cleaner and obviously the header and the fan on. Running at a couple different ground speeds. This was our test matrix for 2015 anyways, and some of this was based off of looking at the data from 2013 and even some of the data that Wesley reported on back in 2012. But so certainly number one and number two, the only difference is turning the field cleaner off while we were harvesting, again, a couple speeds. Then the static test, we were running with, you know, the fan, field cleaner, and the header all on, and then various combinations of those where they're all off, and or different combinations of those on. And then the non-harvesting moving data was harvested again with all the harvesting components turned off, but just at different speeds and measuring that drive power. I would note that unfortunately, I guess immediately prior to the 2015 harvest, we lost the flow meter going to the drive unit, so we could not get drive power, and it happened, I guess, soon enough or close enough to harvest that we weren't able to get that replaced prior to harvest. So we got some things to think about with that, but we don't have the actual drive power from the 2015 data. But John was collecting data in his data acquisition system and his the yield monitor, but he's running the same GPS system into both of those. So the GPS in the yield monitor system was also running into the DAC system. So we took those two files that are recorded separately and merged those in MATLAB based on the timestamps. We lined the data up. It's all 1 second data. And so we merged those two files together. Fuel use that we have data on fuel use was regressed as a function of machine components for the static tests. In other words, so the machine components were either 0 or 1. It's either on or off. And so so we regressed fuel use as a function of those units. Also looked at fuel use and the power components were regressed as a function of other parameters, maybe whether the field cleaner's on or off when we were harvesting, the mass flow rate that we're measuring with the seed cotton flow rate that we're measuring with the yield monitor, ground speed that we were measuring, those types of things from those merged data files. And so that's kind of a real stretch on regression, really. And I was going to note earlier that the enormous amount of data that John had given me, you know, on this, megabytes of data and very little direction, I think qualifies me for the graduate student competition. But my second to last slide will eliminate me from contention of winning anything, though, I'm sure. But anyways, we got a lot of data in that point data, but the regression actually is, we've done that and kind of looked at it, but we recognize the fact that that point data is actually not independent observations. And so with that, one of the things that we've done, at least with the 2013 data at this point, is we summarized it based on plots. And so a single pass through the field, we considered that to be a plot. And then we look at the mean flow rate, the mean speed for that, and actually treated, because the passes through the field were all different, so we kind of treated those as independent observations, similar to the way that that Wesley had reported that data at the ASAB meeting in 2014 or 2012. So here's some of the regression data. If we look at the static non-harvesting tests, for both years, mouse is not working. If we look at the coefficients, we've got a R-squared of 0.95, which is pretty high. If we look at, where the fuel, what's causing the fuel use, we're running about 2.2 gallons per hour just to run the machine. And that again matches up with the data that we have from at least from regression. But if you look at the fan as the big consumer, as soon as you turn the fan on, you double your fuel use for the machine. Field cleaner is pretty insignificant, and we're about 0.2 of a gallon per hour for every row that we're running between the so not much going into the head, or at least as far as what our fuel uses are. If we look at the harvesting data from 2013, at least that first equation, got an intercept of 4.75, which is really close to what that 2.28 and 2.36 would add up to be if you looked at that. And then about 0.4 of a gallon per mile an hour, and another 0.4 of a gallon for the field cleaner. Pretty low R squared, but again, that's from the point data. The equation directly below that is from the plot data. So that's summarized by plot as opposed to taking 8,000 yield monitor points and putting those together. The equations are pretty similar. Notice that the mass flow rate of cotton in the machine is not having much impact at all on the fuel use. And I guess in retrospect, as I look at that, you're pushing a lot of air through that thing whether you're running cotton or not. And so just running the fan, I think, is the big thing. The 2015 data, again, it's just for straight point data, looks somewhat similar. The 2015, I haven't merged the two data sets together yet, but we have two different header widths on that, 4-row and 8-row combined together. So we've got that coefficient there for that. So I guess if we look at those coefficients, on field cleaner for the data, for all three of those equations where it's on, 0.44, 0.48, 0.48. So we're seeing consistencies there. And again, on the mass flow rate of cotton through the machine is not causing us to have an increase in fuel use. So header power, where we had that. Again, we're measuring hydraulic flow and the differential pressure. Basically, the eight-row machine's using about the same amount of power from our static tests as the header is, so there's not an increase in power for the eight rows. If we regress the data from the harvesting test, where we've got the mass flow, again, a moderate influence on mass flow, but our biggest challenge has been, and one of the reasons we looked at it in 2015 at two different harvest speeds, is decoupling mass flow and ground speed. If I drive faster, I'm going to have a higher mass flow. And so we kind of looked at for some spots in the field to try to get some consistent speeds. Again, we're looking at, something, the coefficients are fairly similar to the ones on mass flow. It's interesting on the 2015 data that the speed coefficient drops out, and then the negative coefficient, which is, again, when you're looking at, 5,000 to 8,000 data points, all your coefficients are highly significant. But we need to come back and break that back down into the plot data and look at it. I said if you look at ASAB standard, you're going to have about 11 horsepower for a four-row machine, and we're actually, as you're driving, we're measuring, 18 horsepower going just to the drive system. And so, again, we feel like there's an opportunity to update that. Some of the point data was inconsistent, but the plot data, is from 2013 looks like this. And unfortunately, we don't have that from 2015, but visiting with John, we may go back and do some tests, just dry run tests this spring to try to get some of this drive power data. If I combine the drive and header power together, so again, that's the only power things that we were able to measure was the hydraulic power. We're running at about 6 horsepower. There is an influence on mass flow. Certainly speed is the big component and the field cleaner. 497.7 estimate the power for a four-row stripper to be about 11 horsepower. Now here's where it gets a little hairy. As far as looking at the data, if you start extrapolating the fuel data and calculating the specific fuel consumption with it, and then going back to your fuel data and estimating horsepower based on the fuel burned, which is quite a stretch, but it's a pretty decent estimate. That would be the equation that we would get that's shown here. And so we would estimate that the stationary power requirement is about 65 horsepower while running empty on a four-row machine, which kind of makes sense. It's got 170 horsepower engine on it, so that's a little bit different. And so that equation would be closer to, for that machine, would be 60 plus a 0.7 horsepower per feet. So it's about 60 horsepower to run the machine empty, and then about 0.6 horsepower per foot. So that doesn't include a flow component, but again, our data would say it probably doesn't need to. So we believe that that needs to be updated. At the same time, we'll update it with some of Mike Bushermill's data for the onboard module picker machines that he's got. Fan uses a significant amount of power. Drive power is highly correlated with ground speed. Man, come back next year and I'm going to prove gravity. So fuel consumption during harvesting was not related to mass flow of the cotton harvested. And I have 30 seconds left. So one question maybe.
Any questions for Randy?
Yes. Can you get any manufacturer data to corroborate what you were observing in the field?
What's that?
Could you get any data from the manufacturer to corroborate what you
measured in the field? I'm not aware if we could or not. John Deere's are, the only manufacturer, so there's some potential there. But we need to look at, what the specific fuel consumption for that engine is would be one thing to look at least for us, and then make sure we've got the rated power correctly on it. But anything else? Not. Thank you.